Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Will I eat?
Back here on 96.5 The Fan on a Wednesday. I'm telling you, man, I say this all the time, but I'm still just baffled. When I woke up this morning, I was like, good Lord, Ben Maller tomorrow? It's already Wednesday.
I know, you do this every week.
I know, dude.
Yeah, every week. I know when I wake up on Wednesday morning, I'm like, Dusty's going to come in on Wednesday. We only got 2 days left. It's almost Friday. We got Ben Maller tomorrow. You start to see the end in sight of the week, the Thanksgiving holiday, the big game on Sunday, all the kind of stuff, you know, that everybody has going on this weekend and next weekend and all that kind of stuff. You get excited about it, man. We get excited about the holiday.
I get it. Every Wednesday I wake up and the same thing.
It's,
same thing.
It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday already. Where the hell did the week go?
What day of the week is it?
Well,
I think it's Wednesday.
Yeah. Was that Jay or was that that caller guy that called in? You know, because it could be either one, right?
Just glad he called Mac back and was like, man, I thought it was funny. You guys are doing that. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
And everybody on the text line was thinking that we were asshats because they thought we were making fun of him and they were giving him all this like medical diagnosis and all this stuff. And then the guy calls Mac back and goes, you guys are fine. Actually, if you want, you can send me that. I think it's hilarious. I'm going to share it with my family. I just hadn't had my coffee yet. Yeah.
You guys are a bunch of jerks. Making fun of that guy. Here's the reality.
Yeah.
He actually loved it.
Here's the reality. Humor's okay. Start embracing humor again. Stop being sticks in the mud.
And stop also like
just, you're offending me. Put your get offended pants back in the closet.
Like everyone was like, that guy has dementia. A, you don't know who that guy is. B, you have no idea if that's true or not. C, he called Mac back and was in like tears of laughter.
Right, so, laughing. I had a guy with dementia in the neighborhood yesterday. That's tough, man. The guy was standing in front of my house yesterday. I'm like, are you lost? He's like, I think so. I'm like, oh, no.
Dang.
I go, who you looking for, man? He goes, I'm looking for Ernie. Do you know where Ernie is? I'm like, yeah, I do. He's three houses down. Let's go. And this guy, he was kind of going in and out of, you know, where he was in life and reality and all that kind of stuff. And was a Vietnam vet and was starting to tell stories about being in Vietnam and all this kind of stuff. And what, then he'd kind of try to find his wife. And it was it was sad. I was heartbroken that this guy didn't kind of know where he was. So I found Ernie, and Ernie is another Marine, former retired Marine. Shout out Ernie on my block and all the retired Marines. And Ernie came out, man. You wonder how the military shapes you as a human being. Ernie's probably in his 70s now, right? And he came out, and you could see the Marine guy take over for this other Marine guy and hook up with him and go, I got him. And he says, you go home now. You take care of you. What you need to do at home, I've got this guy. I'm going to take care of him. We're going to put him in the car. We're going to take him to his house. We're going to find his wife. It was awesome to watch. I just felt so bad for this guy standing on the street, not knowing where the hell he was, man. It broke my heart yesterday.
Yeah, and that gets me.
Society still has a chance.
Yeah, it does.
So I brought this up yesterday in our post-production meeting because it just like hit me like a, you know, like a bee in the lip if you're Cody. And the Colts have always kind of been that thorn in the side of the Chiefs. Mac did a good job of putting their records up here. The Colts lead 18-10 all time.
That's crazy to me.
Wow, 4-1 in the playoffs, and the last time they played was 2022, and the Colts won 20-17.
That was the regular season game with Chris Jones saying something.
Man,
to,
he must have said something bad.
You think somebody will ask him this week? What'd you say to Matt Ryan on that Colts game?
Man, we'll get to that at a different time of, the, of my career. But the playoff history, 96, first Chiefs game I ever went to as a child, 9 years old. 10-7, lost in the divisional round. 2004, Colts won 38-31. 2007, Colts won 23-8. 2014, the Colts won 45-44. We all remember that game. Chiefs did win in 2019, 31-13 in the divisional round. That was the last game that Andrew Luck would ever play in the NFL. I think this is time that you reverse history. If you want to continue to prove people wrong, like myself, that this team is still capable of being that team that we've seen under the Mahomes era, now the Colts are basically you in the past, and you are the Colts, mm-hmm. right? Now you get to go play, spoiler, you get to go be the thorn in the Colts' side. The Colts come into this game 8-2, coming off a bye, seeing what happened to the Chiefs the last 2 weeks they've played. They've lost to Buffalo. They've lost to Denver. They probably learn, like, hey, they're not a threat to our one seed, but guess who is? All these other people that are around, like the Denver Broncos, like the Buffalo Bills. They still have fighting chances, like the New England Patriots. So, yes, there's pressure for the Colts to win this game because they're doing something the Chiefs have always done. We've got to win this game because we've got to continue to race for our number one seed because we want everything to go through our stadium. Now the Chiefs are 5-5, fighting for their playoff chances, playing a team that has a better record, coming to Arrowhead at noon, and the Chiefs can be the thorn in the side. And I think there's a big key to this. I think the most important person in this game is Steve Spagnuolo because you are going to get the exact same offense Buffalo ran against you. I understand that Josh Allen is not the quarterback Daniel Jones is. Massive advantage for Steve Spagnuolo. I believe Daniel Jones has been sacked 12 times in his last two games. I apologize. And Jonathan Taylor, can we all agree that he's better than James Cook? Do we think Buffalo saw what James Cook did or Indianapolis saw what James Cook did against this defense? That offensive line for the Indianapolis Colts is stellar. It is good.
America.
But they are giving up sacks and they are letting pressure get to Daniel Jones. And like Binkley had mentioned, he turns the ball over.
Yeah.
He fumbles the ball a ton, like 7 times this year. And if you can do that and you can disguise stuff and they can't recognize it like Bo Nix did in Denver and on the 3rd-and-15 play with 2:03 left in the game, this is a big Spags game. Because the other thing, too, why I say it reminds me of Buffalo, great running back, fantastic tight end. We'll see what happens, but I think the most important person in this game is not necessarily Mahomes or Kelce or Taylor or anybody. I think it's Spags.
Well, and I also think, you know, Spags does have to have a big day because you mentioned the tight end, you mentioned the running back as well, two things that have absolutely killed this team, but they need to play their best going forward. There's no more room to not play your best, and that means you have to change things up. I thought Spags' first play of the game on Sunday was the best play call he had. The corner blitz with Connor coming in, like nobody saw that one coming on the first play of the game. That was it.
Yeah.
And then we didn't get much more after that. And I think my biggest concern right now is the predictability stuff that we've been talking about all week. I fear that if the Chiefs give up a big play, the next play is going to be even bigger because Spags always blitzes after they give up a big play. So this operation, if I know that, the Indianapolis Colts and everybody else in the league knows that. So he's going to send the blitz after a big play. They can probably go up over the top. And so you have to start disguising your stuff a little bit, both sides of the ball, both offensively and defensively. They have to disguise things. But I think for me, I'm going to kind of take yours as like, the opposite way. I'm going to go, as Binkley said, and kind of add to it with Lou Anarumo, the defensive coordinator of the Indianapolis Colts. We saw him kind of have that kryptonite for Patrick Mahomes when he was the Bengals defensive coordinator in that AFC championship game. And kind of the subplot to this is Lou Anarumo is the guy that I'm watching the most, but it also has that direct impact on Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes can't let frustration make him try to be Superman and throw interceptions in the red zone. Like we can't have Patrick Mahomes get visibly frustrated by Lou Anarumo's defense and go to the sidelines and, you know, throw the helmet or be upset and all that kind of stuff, because that doesn't work. That's a win for the opposition. You need to be cool, you need to be calm, and you need to be collected. And when bad things happen, Patrick, don't compound those bad things by trying to make a big time play when that big time play isn't there. Save that big time play. Throw that ball out of bounds. Run it. Do whatever you have to do to not compound a bad play turning into two bad plays. And I think Lou Anarumo is going to try to frustrate him mentally, get after him, you know, from that kind of standpoint, get inside his head. They can't let that happen. And you can't get frustrated when things don't go your way. You have to get back on the sidelines and go, okay, it didn't go our way on that drive. Let's figure it out. Let's not try to do stuff and make plays that aren't there for the sake of trying to make plays that aren't there and then risk turning the football over.
I also think this is a very important game for the offense, because I think it is like that trickle down effect. Because if you can take away the run, obviously, by scoring points, we've seen this before in the past where when the Chiefs can get up on teams that do depend on their running backs as a crutch for their offense, they tend to steer away from that. But I also don't want this to be one of those Super Bowl games like it was against the Philadelphia Eagles, where you focus everything on the running back and then you let somebody like Jalen Hurts or Daniel Jones beat you. And all of a sudden it's like, see, Daniel Jones can do it. What'd they say to the Super Bowl? What'd we say to the Super Bowl? Maybe maybe Jalen Hurts should be in the conversation as like a top 10, maybe top 5 quarterback. Mm-hmm. That has dissipated fast over this season.
Well, the last 2 weeks it's dissipated.
But when you look at what that has happened, where it's like, what's Saquon Barkley going to do? And then we're all sitting there in New Orleans going, I guess we forgot Jalen Hurts can actually throw the ball sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened against the Chiefs. So we'll see what happens.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
True. I did a bad job last night, but I did it on purpose. I refused to go past 717 on the dock because I want to be surprised with who's in the max pack, and I want to be surprised in who's Bob's.
That's why
feeders.
I keep mine on my book so you can't see it ahead of time.
So I haven't seen any of it. We get into it, and it's one word. It's Mac. It's Bob.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.